proclamation number 8237 dated the August 11th, 1962. Was Adam the only human being created by God? Continuation of number 8236. You are most certainly working according to my will when you distribute the spiritual knowledge which is conveyed to you from above. For it is important to provide clarification to many more people who genuinely want to receive it. Time and again I tell you that people have considerably diverted from the truth, but that they hold on to their wrong thinking because even a correct clarification does not seem acceptable to them. However, it is the time of the end, and the length of time from the start of a period of salvation until now is too long that evidence could be produced regarding the events which took place when the first human beings took possession of the earth. Yet even the first people themselves lacked a correct realization, since they were burdened by the original sin, from which they could have liberated themselves had they passed their test of will. They were spiritually still unenlightened and unaware of the correlations between the spiritual and the earthly kingdom, since due to Lucifer's temptation they changed their love when the pure spark of love from me became clouded due to their fall into sin. Otherwise it would have been impossible for people to descend ever further until the human race, Adam's descendants, lost itself in unbelief, for the sin to get out of hand. They didn't recognize the correlations and lived a purely earthly life. And although time and again beings of light embedded themselves on earth, too, in order to give people instructions and explain the purpose of existence to them, their thinking nevertheless remained limited. And thus limited thinking was then also reproduced. The condition for profound wisdoms didn't exist, which includes my reign and activity throughout the whole of creation. But neither did people's limited thinking allow for such clarifications relating to the broad scope of creation, which can be noted on earth alone, and which my might and wisdom, my love for all created beings always and forever animated with the apostatized spirits, which were to accomplish their return to me on this said work of creation called Earth. And according to their narrow field of vision they also only described the narrow region which they themselves occupied. And an account was given of the earthly process of development since Adam and Eve, the ancestral parents, which, however, does not mean that the same happened in other places on earth, since these were still so far apart for the first human beings and partly separated by large areas of water, that every territory was a world in itself where the once fallen spirits were able to mature and embody themselves in a human being. However, every nation has a different idea about its origin, its emergence and its concept of God. And neither does it lack teachers which descend from above, so that people also perceive their earthly task to strive towards an as yet unknown deity, to call upon it and to endeavor to live in a good and righteous way. And as soon as they develop divine love, unselfish neighborly love, within themselves, their thinking will also come close to the truth. Yet time and again it has to be emphasized that all nations endorse different schools of thought, but that the knowledge about Jesus Christ and his act of salvation has to be taken to every single nation so that their liberation from the body can still be completed on earth. And although the various schools of thought and religions do not match each other, the teaching of love in each one will nevertheless be the decisive factor, and maturity will be attained by the one who lives up to love, and the disposition for this is indeed inherent in every nation. But people will intensify and deepen their contact with each other around the world, and that also means that they can all be informed of Jesus Christ and his act of salvation, so that he can be acknowledged and the dedication to him can follow, which then will also lead to unity with me, to the return to me, and that release from the physical form will be guaranteed, so that the once fallen original spirit reaches its goal and returns home again into its father's house to be blissfully happy, as it was in the beginning. Amen.